Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome back to our crime fighter series, Silent Cries. Police inspectors Bruce and Amsa are busy working on two cases. A newborn baby was found abandoned in front of the police station, and Mr. Yaji was found dead behind his house with a knife in his chest. Inspector Bruce has made the murder his top priority, but the young Inspector Amsa thinks it's also very important that they find the baby's parents. 19-year-old Ramatu lives in the same village. She just started studying literature and creative writing at university. The other day, she spotted her dad there talking to some students. What was he doing at the university? Ramatu is not in good terms with her father. He doesn't want her to study, and he's been violent at home lately. Keeping Secrets is the title of this third episode. Let's join Ramatu and her mother at home.
There you go, Mama. I'm almost done with the dishes.
Thank you, Ramatu. But where are my two big brown plates? We used them to bring food to the Yaji's house for the week. Why didn't you remind me to bring them back?
Sorry, Mama, I forgot. But I can go around there later and pick them up.
I know you just want an excuse to see that boy, Timo. He's no good for you, you know, even if our families are friends. Everybody says so.
But Mama...
Don't but Mama me. Think what your father will do if he finds out. It'll remind him of his vow to take you out of university and marry you off as soon as he finds a suitable man.
People don't even know Timo. He's so...
Be quiet. What do you know about men? You want to give me a lecture, you silly girl?
I didn't mean to, Mama.
Just leave it.
Okay. Mama, I saw Papa at university the other day. I wanted to tell you, but I just wasn't sure if I should say anything.
What? What was he doing?
I don't know. I saw him talking to some students and lecturers. I didn't want him to see me.
That's understandable.
Mama, I hear things in the night. Between you and Papa, when you argue, why do you allow him to beat you?
Be quiet. What do you know about marriage?
I'm
Ramatu? I really hope you haven't told anybody about what goes on in this house. You have to keep it to yourself. Your father and I are going through a difficult time, that's all. We'll work it out eventually.
But...
Every marriage has its own challenges. And your father is irritable right now because he doesn't have a job. So we all have to bear with him.
But it's not our fault.
This discussion is over, Ramatu. Don't you ever discuss our family matters with anyone. Do you understand me? Everybody has their own problems after all.
Thanks for coming back to our police station, Bahati.
I was surprised that you called me again, Amsa. I got the impression your boss thinks that trying to find out who abandoned the baby on your doorstep is a waste of time.
He wasn't exactly thrilled, that's true. But I want to make sure I do everything in my power to find the parents of that child. And there's no need to tell Inspector Bruce that we are discussing the baby case, is there?
Is he here?
He's on his way to see the village leader, Chief Tumsa.
Village chief? I hope everything is okay.
The chief is worried about security after Mr. Yaji's murder. The village council wants to know what people can do to help. But let's talk about the baby. The lawyer you're working for is specialized in women's rights, so I thought you might have come across similar cases. Women who, for one reason or another, abandon their children. I'm trying to work out why a mother would be forced to take such a decision.
During my time with him, I haven't heard of any such cases. But I can certainly ask him and get back to you.
Thanks. What kind of cases have you been working on?
I help him support victims of domestic violence.
That's tough. Especially as there's still no law in our country to punish domestic abuse.
Right. I really don't know why our parliament is so reluctant to sign the domestic violence bill. It's been on the table for ages.
I work in that field as well, you know.
Really?
Kind of. Not officially. But this is a small police station and it's the only one in the area. And I'm the only female police officer. So if women decide to tell anyone about any violence at home, they come to me.
I see.
Like this young woman from one of the neighboring villages.
She came to me one evening a few weeks ago.
I can't stand it any longer. It started just 1 month after we got married. It felt like I never knew how to do anything right. I put too much salt in his food. Then the next time there wasn't enough salt. Then the food was too hot. Then the food was too cold. I thought he'd stop eventually. But then he started to beat me. Even though I was pregnant.
Oh, shh. It's okay. It's okay. It's good to talk about it. Have you told anyone what's been going on?
My sister. But she said I shouldn't talk about it. And that if I did, it would just get worse. And now I don't even see her anymore. Because my husband doesn't want me to. I didn't know what to do. So I came here. But what if he finds out? I have to leave.
Samira, wait.
You won't tell him I was here, will you?
Wait.
Will you? Please, don't say anything.
Please, wait. I only met her that one time. Later I heard that she'd run away. I wish I could have helped her, but it's hard without any laws to back you up.
Maybe together we can figure out a way to help women in such situations.
That's a great idea.
I could offer some legal advice and talk about my personal experience.
What do you mean?
It's a long story. I will tell you, but not today.
Thank you for coming, Inspector Bruce.
No, thank you for giving me the opportunity, Chief Thompson. We need the villagers to help us.
Okay then, let's begin. People of Lambu, people of Lambu, I have called this meeting so that we can all look each other in the eye and tell each other the truth. Since one of our number died, people have begun to suspect each other. That is sowing a seed of discord in the community. And that is why I have invited the police to be present at this meeting. This is Inspector Bruce.
Thank you, Chief. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
As you know, we have been conducting an investigation into the death of Bagadu Yaji, who was mysteriously killed right behind his house. We don't yet have enough evidence to make an arrest, which is why we are appealing to the community to help us in our search for the murderer.
But the death of Mr. Yaji isn't all that happened. Yes. There was also the baby, yes, abandoned in front of your police station.
Yes. Yes. What about the baby?
Yes. Tell us.
Please, please.
Tell us about the baby.
Please, not all at the same time. The baby is safe in an orphanage in the city. Nothing about our investigation suggests a connection between the two cases. I assure you we are doing our very best. But we need you to come forward and provide information about any strange things you might have noticed in the village. Your cooperation is highly appreciated. Thank you. Thank you.
Silence. Silence, please. Silence, please. Thank you, Inspector Bruce. Let me just add here that a large reward is being offered to anybody with valuable information concerning this case. You can all go now. Thank you very much for coming.
Inspector Bruce. Inspector Bruce. I would like to speak with you.
What is it?
I think I may know something about Mr. Yaji that might help you. He was in debt deeply.
Can you tell me more?
I can't talk now. We'll have to meet somewhere else, secretly.
So it seems Inspector Bruce is about to find out something interesting about Mr. Yaji. Will it help him and Inspector Amso find the murderer? You'll hear more about that in the next episode. In the meantime, check out our website at dw.com/crimefighters or join us for a discussion on Facebook. Bye for now.